Here we go. 5 o'clock follies getting underway with yours truly. Sing me. And don't wear it out. Thank you, boys. The Rise guys with the famous Bobby Mack show intro, which only seems appropriate because it is that time of the year again. The Rise guys are in the midst of their big toy marathon going on down at the Well. And joining me now, one of the voices you just heard with the musical intro to the Bobby Mack show, that, of course, would be Nine from the Rise guys. Hey, Nine, what's up, bud?
Hey, Bobby Mack, I got a surprise for you. Its name is Matt Man.
Hi, Bob.
Matt Man, how are you, big guy?
Hi. Good. How are you, sir?
Nice. Good. So we have stereo Rise guys here.
Yes, you have us both. By the way, Matt, I think you have spinach dip on your shirt.
Oh, thank you.
Is that spinach dip? Are you sure?
You guys,
I'm not sure.
You guys have been
there all day, Bob. Hey. You didn't tell me.
You guys have been
Linda
keeping up.
Told me earlier.
You guys have been keeping up with too much Slick Willie and Monica Lewinsky. And if I want you to listen to me, I did not have sex with that woman, Ms. Lewinsky. Hey guys, I'm sorry that we have been pretty fortunate in years gone by. How many years have you guys been doing the marathon?
This is 15 for us, Bob.
Holy cow, has it been that long, really?
Yes, sir. Are you surprised we've stayed employed for 15 years or that we've done this bit? We are.
Well, it's a tremendous thing that you do, and I was about to point out that we've been pretty lucky in years gone by in that the weather has treated us kindly, but this time you guys have to deal with some inclement conditions, but I know you are undeterred by the meteorology.
Well, yeah, this morning it was really, really rough. But right now, I mean, yeah, it's cold, but we don't have any precipitation, which is key. And that will keep people from coming down to the Well. And because, Bobby Mack, when it rains, we don't go to church. You know they ain't going to come down here with toys. So right now, it's just cloudy and cold. That's it.
Yeah.
It's chilly, but it's fine. Good weather for donating toys.
Yeah, it is. And you guys are tough. You can take it. For people not familiar with what exactly you guys are up to down there in front of the Bilo Center, fill them in. I think a lot of people know by now, but we may have newcomers that aren't familiar with what you're doing.
We're down here with the United States Marine Corps collecting toys for tots.
Hoorah!
New unwrapped toys or your cash donations, which we will take on a spending spree. And don't worry, we can't pocket it because the Marines take the money and they supervise the shopping.
Nice.
Yeah, absolutely. We've actually partnered with Opie Taylor's. They're matching everything tonight, dollar for dollar up to $5,000. So we've already got $10,000 worth. And the Swamp Rabbits tonight, every ticket sold for tonight's game, $2 from each ticket, also goes to the big spending spree later on this evening.
Wow, very cool. Do you guys keep a running total of just how much has been raised from your 28-hour marathons?
We know we've done over $1 million total, but we don't know exactly how much more than that because
yeah.
We didn't keep records for a few years there.
Right. Yeah, it's
especially the first couple years there wasn't a whole lot of records to keep.
That's right. Each year was a new record setting year. For folks who are unfamiliar with what you do, you guys are right there in front of the Bon Secours Wellness Arena, and people can just it's very easy to do because you can just pull right in to that lane in front and drop off your either toy donation or cash, right?
Yeah, and if you get stopped at the red lights here along East North Street or Academy Street, the Marines may well be in the median taking up cash donations from your car window.
Nice. Hey, works for me. It's great.
It's real simple.
Yeah, it's great that you guys do this. You started, at 6 o'clock this morning, and you go until 10 a.m. tomorrow. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. 28 straight hours, and, we do it. We love doing this because we're, Nine and I, both born and raised here in Greenville, South Carolina, Poe Mill, just down from where we are now, and it's truly a blessing. Because we do not get to see these kids get the toys. It is a blessing knowing yeah. that these kids are getting these toys.
Yeah, it is. It does give you a warm feeling knowing that there are some kids that will be waking up on Christmas morning and will be getting a toy that was provided by the generosity of the people here in the Upstate. And I've said it for years, and you guys prove it. Americans are the most generous of people. And in my own personal opinion, and probably you share this, people in the Upstate are the most generous of Americans.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right, Bob McClain.
Well, guys, do you have some, you have, what kind of facilities do you have down there? Do you have a tent and a heater and all that?
You know, actually, because there is a game tonight, they've moved us into the concourse so folks that had come into the game.
Oh, nice.
Speak with us and so we, but as Nye said, though, you can pull over the breezeway at the red lights, the box office, and drop it off, or park and come in again. $2 from each ticket sold goes to the spending spree later. But it's really simple to set up, and we've got tons of stuff that you can register for to win: concert tickets, football game tickets, signed footballs. It goes on and on.
Yeah, we know your listeners like that Trans-Siberian Orchestra as much as anybody.
Yeah, you bet. They do have some TSO. For you guys, what's the flow like? What are the heaviest times, and when do you guys kind of get to kick back and take a break?
Well, the heaviest times are usually in the evening. Anytime from 5 o'clock till 10 or 11 p.m., we get a lot of traffic, and then we get to kick back and take a break. I guess nobody really comes between 2 and 6. It really calms down in the dead of night.
Gotcha. You guys are not sneaking in a little shut-eye there, are you?
Yeah, not us, man.
No, it never happened.
But
well,
Bobby Mac, I do want to use this valuable airtime to say to your fine listeners, don't forget about the kids 11 to 14, 11
yes.
to 15.
Right.
They do fall by the wayside every year. Because it's not as cute to buy those older kids toys, but they need it.
What do you guys suggest for people in that age group, like video games and Xboxes and things like that?
Well, sure. If you have the means, they would love to have those things. Things like bikes. We get a lot of bikes for small kids, but we don't get as many bikes. Now, you get a mountain bike for a kid that age.
Yeah.
We don't get many of those. We mainly get bikes for little kids.
And I'll tell you this, too. We got a lot of bikes, but with safety. We need helmets.
Helmets.
We need helmets.
Yeah.
We need all that stuff, too.
Right. Maybe you can get some of those cool helmets like Obama had on his bicycle, and maybe that little bell to go on the handlebars, you know?
Sure. He had training wheels, too, though, Bob.
That's right. I forgot about that part. It's the annual 28-hour marathon the Rise Guys from our sister station, 93.3 The Planet, put on every year. It's a great thing that you guys do, seriously.
Well, thank you so much, Bob McClain.
You bet. My pleasure, guys. Stay warm down there tonight, and check in. I'll check with you tomorrow and see what the final tally turns out to be, and hopefully this will be the biggest year ever.
And Bobby, please pass our hellos and season's greetings to the lovely and talented Brenda McClain.
I will do that. I will do that. My baby doll, Brenda, because that's right, Brenda McBaking. She always makes her annual trek down there, and I'm sure that you'll be seeing my baby doll, Brenda, before you guys are done down there. Great work that you guys do, guys. Thanks a lot, and thanks for taking time to talk with me today about it.
Thank you, Bobby Mac. You're the only radio show in our whole building that took us on, so thank you.
Really? Well, I'll have to have a talk with those guys.
Thank you, Bobby Mac.
I appreciate it. The Rise Guys, they're down at Bon Secours Wellness Arena, and they are in the midst, right in the thick of their 28-hour radiothon, which, of course, in conjunction with our friends, the United States Marine Corps Reserve, put on every year. You can bring toys, and as I mentioned, sometimes the 11 to 15-year-olds get overlooked in this. And you can also, cash contributions are accepted, and all the money is guarded by the Marines. So you can make sure they're pretty gung-ho about making sure that all the money gets where it's supposed to go. 5:15 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break here. Right back with more as we cruise on here in the most heavily congested hour of the Bobby Mac Show, the 5 o'clock follies. Thank you. Thank you so much. Must be the shoes. I wore the bad weather New Balance tinny pumps today. I got some new ones. They're nice and clean and white and bright. But I save the old ones for inclement weather like today. Bobby, I dropped off a bike with the Rise guys, 0830 this morning. There were already four other bikes. And as I said, they could use some bikes for some bigger kids. Okay. Bobby, not only are the Rise guys undeterred by the meteorology, they're not going to let the weather stop them either. That's right. Good luck, guys, from Tony and Pickens. I do have a tendency sometimes to be overly verbose. Bobby, Rise guys rock. They do. Go 9. I'm Steve, his heat and air conditioning guy. What a great guy he is. Yes, all those Rice guys, they're good guys. Bobby Rush calls Joy Behar Maud Behar. I love it. from George and Greer, hey, Joy, why wait until it's proven? Yeah, absolutely. Work that way with Kavanaugh, right? Bobby, I'm done with Fox TV. Newsmax is channel 121 on Charter. You know, any other channels for real news? Thanks, love your show. Yeah, One America News is good as well, but I don't think One America is on Charter. Didn't you say they were not on Charter schedule, Moneypenny? Yeah, that's what I thought. Bobby, just got in my car, heard the tail end about thawing a turkey. Maybe this rule of thumb will help. I read it takes 24 hours per 4 pounds of turkey to thaw in the refrigerator. Appreciate that. Bobby, if John McCain had won in 2012 and been reelected in 2016, we'd have President Paul Ryan right now. That's probably true. Bobby, do you know how many races have flipped from Republican to Democrat after Election Day? Seems like an awful lot. It does to me, too, because I heard today, I think, that the Democrats ended up now picking up 46 seats. How many of those post-Election Day? I wonder, just out of curiosity, we'll have to go back and run those numbers. Bobby, Matt, 9, Fatboy, and Paige were just complimenting you on 93.3, the planet. Appreciate that, guys. They're good guys. Here we go. Bobby Mack, limerick alert from Alan R. in Spartanburg. They took Avenatti to jail, and he called Stormy Daniels for bail. Her answer was curt, and it probably hurt. Like you told me, the check is in the mail. Yeah, Alan does all the time. He's great. He's the Alan R. in Spartanburg, the poet laureate of the Bobby Mack Show. By the way, the Democrats getting off to a great start. Living up to disavowing everything they told the voters during campaigning. Ocasio-Cortez, you remember her, she says people keep mistaking her for a Capitol Hill intern. Like that's news. I mean, the voters mistook her for a qualified congressional candidate. So... You know, she all kinds of misunderstandings going on there. Meantime, Democrat Senator-elect Kristen Sinema, Arizona, didn't object to Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer's bid to continue leading the party, despite saying during the campaign she wouldn't support him if elected. Yeah. You know, they say one thing when they're campaigning, and then it's an entirely different story when they're elected. 25 after 5 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Speaking of Toys for Tots and the Marine Corps, Brother Fred joins us from beautiful TR this afternoon, and I bet he's excited.
Praise God, Bobby. I tell you, I sure am excited. I went down to the Bilo Center and talked to several Marines in the ammo company and the supply company.
Nice.
And I was just excited, and I explained the old man, that's me,
right,
that three of us started Toys for Tots in 1952, and I said, I'm just excited, and I'll tell you, they were putting their boxes out, and did you know what? I started out October the 15th, and I got 16 locations.
Wow. Good for you.
And but like I say, it's not about me. It's about these little children.
Yep.
The little children that are underprivileged. And, Bobby, when we were there, we got the toys and fixed them up and everything, and we took them to the house.
Wow.
And I'll tell you, I was young then, 22, but you know what? My heart was broken when I saw those kids.
Yeah, and the conditions some of them have to live in. But look how their day was brightened and their outlook was optimized by the fact that they knew that that folks like you and the other members of the Marine Corps Reserve cared enough about them to make sure that they didn't go without a toy at Christmas.
Well, it's like I say, Bobby, thanks for taking my phone call. It's not about me. It's about the Marine Corps. It's about the wonderful country we live in.
You bet.
And thank God for the veterans.
Yep, amen to that. Brother Fred, thanks for all the work that you've done over all those years for Toys for Tots. I know that you were there at the beginning, and we greatly appreciate it. And I know you've got to be proud to see the way it's grown. And with the Rise guys, what they're doing now, this is tremendous.
Yes, sir. But like I say, it's not about me.
Yep.
And thank you so much for taking my phone call. And just remember this, that I'll be out picking the boxes up, too.
Nice. Well, thank you, Brother Fred. And until I talk to you next time, Semper Fi.
Amen.
Brother Fred in beautiful Traveler's Rest. Great to have him along. Oh, well, one more, the Democrats. When we come back on the other side, because I'm right up against the news here at the bottom of the hour. Kamala Harris, she is the former Attorney General of California and now Senator from California. She doesn't like ICE, okay? And we've heard all kinds of accusations slung at ICE. You know, it's a racist organization, blah, 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 and all the rest. But I'll tell you, the accusations against those that are trying to defend our borders against illegal invaders, they don't deserve to be treated to the kind of language that a United States senator should know better than to use when talking about agents of ICE, because they're doing, Senator, what you and other members of Congress passed into law. So if you don't like ICE being there, pass some legislation against it. Good luck with that, by the way. We'll tell you what she had to say about ICE when we come back on the other side. We'll go back to the phones as well, and I'll catch up with a text line, too. Here on the penultimate Workday of the Week edition, Bobby Mack Show here on Thursday. Thank you. 5:37, 23 before 6 here on the Bobby Mack Show. As I mentioned before we went to the break at the bottom of the hour for Annie and the news, Senate Democrats led by California's Kamala Harris have compared ICE to the Ku Klux Klan today, saying the agency's deportation officers have earned an evil perception among many people. And it's up to the acting chief to change that. Well, Kamala, considering that the KKK was a creation of the Democrats way back when, along with all of the other racist things that the Democrat Party did, Jim Crow, segregation being enforced all over the South, separate but equal and all that, till the Supreme Court got around to it, as far as schools are concerned. So, Kamala, if anybody's going to recognize a KKK, it should be a Democrat, should it not? Bobby, yes, her words were insulting, but she did get a smackdown by one of the gentlemen doing his job. Bobby Mack, do you know what would happen, or if it's even possible, if they can just nullify the election and do a do-over under strict scrutiny? Or is that against the law? Well, it would be horrendously expensive. I don't know if it's going to be any more expensive than this though, and here's the latest from Florida, from the Miami Herald. An unprecedented statewide hand recount is now underway in the Sunshine State, further extending the high-stakes partisan battle over every last vote in Florida's crucial U.S. Senate and gubernatorial elections. Following a five-day machine recount of the more than 8.3 million votes cast, Secretary of State Ken Detzner ordered hand recounts this afternoon in the race between Senator Bill Nelson, or Skeletor, as we call him, and Governor Rick Scott, and also the race for Agriculture Commissioner between Nikki Fried and Matt Caldwell. The order gives canvassing boards in the state's 67 counties 3 days to pour over thousands of ballots rejected by machines because of overvotes. A voter appears to have chosen more than one candidate in a race, or undervotes, in which a voter appears to have skipped a race altogether. With the help of state guidelines, the canvassing boards, which are allowed to enlist the help of volunteers, will try to determine how these voters intended to vote. It's not entirely clear how many such overvotes and undervotes exist in the Senate race. An analysis by the Herald Times of state and county data shows the number could be between 35,000 and 118,000, but the determination on whether any of those ballots will count and the ability of the state's election supervisors to go through all the ballots could go a long way toward deciding whether Nelson is reelected or Scott moves from governor to U.S. senator. Thursday's order had been expected for at least a week. Election supervisors around the state began bracing for automatic recounts in the hours after the polls closed as late-breaking returns out of heavily Democratic Broward and Palm Beach counties slimmed the leads by Scott, Caldwell, and GOP gubernatorial nominee Ron DeSantis. So the beat goes on. To the phones we go. Lou is up next. He is in Campobello. Hi, Lou, and welcome to the program.
Thank you, Bobby. You know, the Florida voting, I once heard something, and I'll be honest with you, I can't remember if it was Republican or Democrat who was being accused, but they said when the polls close, it is the opportune time to then look at the rolls and see who didn't vote. And usually 15 minutes before the polls closed, a half hour after, seems to be a flurry of activity because you can look at the voter rolls, you can find out who didn't vote, and there is a chance for fraud with going down the list and writing those people's names and voting for those people. And I'm going to be fair, I don't remember if a Democrat or a Republican was going to be accused or was accused of this.
Right.
But it seemed like that was the opportune time for it to happen. But, you know, there's a lot of poll watchers that go there that are Republican and Democrat. And you would have to think that some of them are volunteers and honest people that would find this stuff and find it appalling and stop it. But I don't want to accuse one party or the other because I don't know what's going on. But this person in Florida that's running that county, Broward, is it Broward County?
Yeah, right. Brenda Snipes. Yeah.
I mean, are you kidding me? If you perform that way in any workforce, you would be terminated immediately.
Well, and she has a history of this going back over several election cycles. And now you tell me how this happens despite all of this inefficiency, and I'm being generous in calling it that. I won't call it illegality, although there may be plenty of that going on as well. People keep reelecting her as the elections commissioner. I wonder how that happens.
Well, I guess if you think that she's doing the right thing for your cause, you may tend to vote for her, whatever that cause may be.
You bet.
But there has to be when she's found in contempt or guilty of a crime, I can't believe you let that same person go back. It's like a bank robber getting a job as a guard at a bank.
Right.
There's certain things you don't do.
I hate to say it. Maybe I'm just being cynical today, but I suspect that not only are they going back and checking the voter rolls and seeing who hasn't voted, I suspect they're also checking the obituary page in the Miami Herald.
Well, you know, with the Democrats in Chicago, they had a saying, don't let dying stop you from voting.
Yeah, it's sad but true. We'll see how this thing eventually all plays out. But boy, it's part and parcel of what the Democrats want. They're going to be obstructionist and object to every election return. And part of the reason they're doing that is they may win some of them. That's one of their goals, certainly, to be able to cheat and steal an election. But the overarching concern for the Democrats is to try and de-incentivize Republican voters from even being a part of the process. And apparently, it may be working, because in this election, in 2016, 4 million more Republicans nationwide voted than Democrats. And last week, it was the exact opposite. 4 million more Democrats voted than Republicans. So thank the never-Trumpers of the world for that.
Well, I mean, sometimes the old adage is true. You get what you don't vote for.
Yep.
I mean, if the Republicans weren't enraged by what happened with Kavanaugh, how are you going to light any big a fire under them if that didn't do it? And if the arguing and the backdoor trying to win elections doesn't get them any more, then I'm worried about 2020, because
yeah.
I think some of them have, like you said, some of them just given up.
Well, Florida may be a difficult get in 2020 based on this. Georgia as well may be a difficult get. And those are states with electoral votes that Republicans need to be able to capture the White House. Lou, thanks very much for the call. I appreciate it. It's good to have you here this evening, sir. 5:45, quarter before 6 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Be right back on the other side as we roll on here on Thursday. My sentiments exactly. 5:50, 10 before 6 here on the Bobby Mack Show. In on the text line, Bobby Mack, hand counting the ballot shouldn't be a problem. I mean, look, it didn't take the FBI or the DOJ any time at all to scour through Hillary's emails. Good point. Speaking of those, by the way, a federal court is compelling former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton to respond to further questions under oath about her notorious emails. U.S. District Court Judge Emmett Sullivan issued the ruling yesterday in response to a lawsuit from a Judicial Watch. That's Tom Fitton and the watchdogs there, the conservative research and investigative group that has long wanted to see Hillary answer questions under oath. So now, apparently, she's going to have to. To the phones we go. David is next up. He is in Greenville. Hi, David, and welcome to the program.
Well, thank you, Bobby. I appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
I'm just listening to, as we say, copying the mail here, and I heard you mention something about Kamala Harris.
Yes.
She's running in another contest, and that's to be the dumbest senator in the U.S. Senate after Jeff Blakely.
Boy, that's going to be some photo finish between about 40 or so that I can think of right offhand.
Absolutely. I wish the family of Kate Steinle would start a recall effort.
Amen.
To pull Kamala Harris out of the Senate, because she's demonstrated her, total incompetence of being, broad-minded enough to be a senator representing the people of any state.
Would you say she's the Brenda Snipes of the U.S. Senate?
No, I wouldn't even put that on Brenda Snipes.
Wow.
I mean, I'm going to tell you right now.
Yeah.
If it were up to me, she'd be recalled and out of there. ICE, those people put it all on the line to protect us.
You bet.
I mean, our country and some of the larger cities has become a war zone.
Yeah.
You've got MS-13, gangs running these different places. There are places in Georgia when I lived there that had gang activity with these illegal aliens. And, it's about time to put a stop to this. How many more people have to die?
Yeah, every day I have stories that are examples of the kind of really serious crimes are being committed by people here, and yet you're not going to hear about them on the evening newscast because it's not politically correct.
Well, that's it. And the thing is this, if this lame duck Congress does anything before they leave town for the year, I hope they will give Trump the money for the wall so we can get the wall built. I don't know that it will happen. One other thing I wanted to throw in also, I was reading a commentary by several, you know.
Whoops, I lost you there for a second, David. You still there? No, I'm sorry. I think his cell phone dropped out. I'm sorry you couldn't finish your thought, David, but give us a call back, and we'll let you complete your thought here in the bonus hour. Quickly, David is next up. He is in Greenville. Hi, David, and welcome to the Bobby Mack Show.
Thank you, sir. I'm an independent. Can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir, you may.
Can you explain the difference between the Republicans and the Democrats and the way either one of them is acting lately? I don't understand the way the Congress is. I mean, Flake is preventing the guy from Kentucky from doing the same thing that he did against Obama's nominee.
Right.
I don't understand this. I'm old enough to remember back in 1987, Reagan nominated Bork.
Yes.
To the Supreme Court, and they turned him down. But at least they gave the man a hearing.
But if you recall, David, Bork became the first example of being vilified by Democrats during those hearings. That was the one that set the mark for it.
I remember also that I think he admitted to smoking marijuana, which was really a bad thing back in the day. But you know, he kind of shot himself in the foot. And I do remember George the second Bush put his personal lawyer up to be on the Supreme Court, and she didn't even make it to the nomination.
Yeah, that's correct. That was an ill-advised nomination. I think everybody agrees on that.
I'm just saying that both parties. I listen to the BBC now. I don't listen to Fox. I don't listen to CNN.
Mm-hmm.
I go to the BBC, and they give me the truth. I consider it the truth. It's not politically on anybody's side in America. The BBC will tell you the truth. And that's all I have to say. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I appreciate the call, David. Simply put, Democrats believe that elections should run through a period of time during which they can accumulate enough votes to be able to win the office. I think we've seen egregious examples of what Brenda Snipes has done in Broward and also what's gone on in West Palm Beach. A car shows up, turned back in at the Avis rental place at the airport, and there's a box of ballots in there. We find in the parking lot all of the numbered wrappers that are supposed to seal the bags of ballots laying around in the parking lot. All these kinds of things are examples of the fact that there's obviously something devious going on there. I think Republicans, on the other hand, when was the last time Republicans were accused of ballot box stuffing? How many of these boxes and bags of ballots that suddenly turn up with 80,000 additional votes, how many of those votes are for Republicans? Let's follow the Constitution. Let's have free and fair elections. And let's not have a butcher with his thumb on the scale doing the counting. Stand by. The bonus hour's next up here on the Bobby Mack Show. Be right back.